question was asked, if we're saying that marriage involves work, so does that mean that any man and woman could actually build the house together? And does that mean that every man and woman that get married will have hardship? So before I address that, I want to tell you a story. About 20 years ago, there was a very famous rabbi who wrote just this idea in a newspaper. He had a piece like in one of these Shabbat Alonim and the Shabbat flyers that come out, and he wrote just this idea. He wrote how, in fact, any man and woman could make it work. And people decided, if that's so, then I could just marry the first guy I date. And people started getting married off of that advice, and they very quickly got divorced. So the question is, wait a second, did he say something wrong or did they apply it wrong? And the answer is, I think to some degree they applied it wrong. Meaning, I think there's truth to that. And it's a very encouraging thought, if you think about it. The idea that any man and woman can make it work. But let's take a step back for a minute. Let's say she says, I want the TV running all day, all week. And he says, I don't want a TV in the house. She says, I want to shave my head. It's more pious. And he says, I want you to wear a wig if you're going to cover your hair. I want to see that hair. She says, I want to send my kids to Hasidic day school. I want them to have four locks, and I want total separation between boys and girls. And during the Shabbos meal, I'll sit in the kitchen with the girls, and you'll sit at the table singing songs and telling Divrei Torah. And he says, you're kidding. I want co-ed education and a TV in the house. So you understand, what does that mean, every man and woman can build a house? There's a tremendous amount of breadth and diversity within Orthodox Judaism. And I gave a few examples. Obviously, there are many, many more examples. So in all these examples, can they make it work? Yes. They can find a compromise. Will it be much harder for them to make it work? Yes. And that's why the Gemara says that a person must see the woman he's going to marry, because it could be that there are things about her that will really bother him. And the Torah says, "Vavtal re'acha kamocha." You want to like your friend like yourself. You want to like your wife like yourself. So then you better take the time to know them so that it'll be easier for you to like them. Does that mean you can't marry someone without seeing them before? And no, you could. It's just not recommended. Will the marriage work? It might. It can. If you work hard at it, it can. But if you take the time to date beforehand, then you can avoid the hardships. Very often, let's take a simple example, okay? One guy he really doesn't like freckles. And the next guy does. So if this guy, the guy who doesn't like freckles, will marry a girl with freckles, it might bother him his whole life. So why'd he do that? Oh, I didn't take the time to see her, because the rabbi said you can make it work with anyone. But if it really bothers you, so then you shouldn't have married someone who looks in a way that really bothers you. So the same is true on a philosophical level, on an emotional level. We say you take the time to date because that will make it easier for the marriage to work. If after you've dated and you married and suddenly you discover, hey, there are all these issues, you could still make it work. That doesn't mean you can't make it work. You could make it work. So why do we date? Oh, so that's already a good question. How much do you take time to check? So, again, I'll give you a short answer, even though we could discuss it at greater length. Once upon a time, social norms were very defined. You knew what a man did, you knew what a woman did, you knew what an Orthodox home was like. If you grew up in Poland, you knew what a Polish home was like. If you grew up in Lithuania, you knew what a Lithuanian home was like. Everything was pretty much set in stone. You lived in the shtetl. Most of the stuff were given. You knew what your task was, you knew what her task was. If you lived in a town where all the women shaved their head, you knew your wife was shaving her head. If you lived in a town where all the men grew payas and a beard, you knew you were growing payas and a beard. If you lived in a town where everyone was working in the lumber yard, you were working in the lumber yard. There were things that were given, and life was a lot of life was predefined. You didn't have too many choices. So then what did you have to date for? You had to date to see the very few things that you might differ on, that in personality-wise you guys got along. Today, nothing's a given. Is he going to work? Is she going to work? Are you going to be home bringing up the kids? Is she going to be home bringing up the kids? Are you going to have a television? Are you not going to have a television? Are you modern Orthodox? Are you Haredi? Are you Datilumi? Do you believe in the army? Do you believe this is the redemption? Do you believe that you should fast on Yom HaTzmaut? Hey, you have a whole range, and they all call themselves Orthodox. What? Minhagim, Sfaradi, Ashkenazi, Temani. So you could compromise on a lot of things, but your perspective on life, that gets complicated. And Minhagim is actually easy. Whatever the halacha is, that's what you're going to do. Ah, wait a second. Maybe I only adhere to halacha part of the time. We have this new concept, dati light, right? So we have a range of halachic observance too. So everything is much more complicated. So it takes us much more time to date to make sure that we're compatible.
People are much more complex. There's a much, I would think, I mean, that's a loaded statement, but there's a much wider spectrum of psychological.
We have more choices.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, if you had a TV running on Shabbos, they kick you out of the shtetl and you die. No one else was going to hire you. And you couldn't. I'm saying it was pretty simple. You were living the life of the shtetl. Today, you have a choice. Once the shtetl walls came down, so that's it. Yeah, you have a lot of options in life.
So should you check into all those?
So that's what we're doing when we're dating. That's why I recommend that you guys don't get engaged in less than 30 dates. I recommend between 30 and 40 dates.
30 and 40 dates?
Minimum, yeah. Rav Listman and I differ on this. If you don't,
what does he say?
He says you could do it in much less.
That's a lot of days.
Right?
You should be engaged.
I say don't get engaged in less than 30 dates. At the end of the year, we have a class on dating after Pesach.
How come the marriage one is before the date?
Oh, I'm going to miss that.
It's available online.
I'll try to do that.